Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
This is Jared McNeil of the Library of Congress, and I'm the Director of Signature Programs and the Director of the National Book Festival.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. As he said, we are talking the National Book Festival, which is going to be a virtual festival this year from September 25th through the 27th with all sorts of virtual events going on. I guess there's so many little, you know, individual things I want to highlight, but before, you know, let's start with a bit of an overview about how you guys transitioned this into, you know, a virtual thing this year. So, you know, I guess tell our listeners where the festival is usually held and how you guys sort of pivoted here.
Yeah, it's a great question. As with many people, and the pandemic happened, and we started to evaluate and look at what we traditionally do, and getting close to 200,000 people at the Washington Convention Center didn't really seem like a viable option anymore. We worked through some scenarios, talked with our leadership, and made some proposals to the Librarian of Congress. And she ultimately decided that she wanted the festival to move forward and that we would be doing it in a virtual capacity. All that time took about 10 to 15 days once we kind of got everything together. And that was probably about 5 months ago. So a little less, and we've been pivoting very quickly to kind of make this happen in a very different realm.
Now, this is all in partnership with, is it Politics and Prose this year?
So Politics and Prose is actually our official bookseller. We have a number of partners, sponsors, media partners, and sponsors that kind of help us to make the festival happen. But Politics and Prose is our official bookseller for the 2020 National Book Festival.
Okay, cool. And I know this year, I think it says, is it 120 authors, poets, and illustrators? What all genres does this span?
Oh, it's a great question. We have everything from history and biography, fiction, family food and field, which is one that we haven't had in a while. It's kind of a new and exciting kind of perspective on home life and food. We have teens, children, science, poetry, and prose. Really a lot of content for a number of different areas of interest. Something else this year that is kind of a first time go for us, being in a virtual capacity, we have the ability to kind of build out these timely topic threads. So if people are interested in certain areas, you can kind of weave your participation and viewing of the National Book Festival different than what you could have if you had to kind of run through the convention center from one room to one room. And this year we have Democracy in the 21st Century, Fearless Women, and Hearing Black Voices. So we're really excited about those, and we have some great sponsors, including the Kluge Center and the Women's Centennial Commission.
I would unpack those a little bit more for me. So, you know, one at a time. So, you know, explain, you know, you mentioned Fearless Women is one of the topic threads. Explain what those books are about, obviously.
Yeah. So because this is the centennial celebration of women receiving the right to vote and the 19th Amendment, we decided to put together a group of, authors talking about really strong women, strong characters, strong writers, to kind of tie in with the support and celebration of that 19th Amendment. And it's really neat because the Women's Suffrage Centennial Commission kind of came to us and have been a great partner. And throughout this past year, they have been celebrating the passage of the 19th Amendment. And with that, we have a number of really great, strong writers, including, you know, Chelsea Clinton, Angela Dominguez, and Pam Menudo's Ryan, a lot of really strong writers that are kind of filling out this timely topic trail. So it's really exciting.
Awesome. So that was Fearless Women. Tell me about the Hearing Black Voices topic thread.
Absolutely. As you can imagine, you know, there is a lot of timely topics that we could have chosen, but this one is really great because we had a number of great writers and individuals talking about, you know, topic of race in America, as well as, you know, kind of hearing what it means to have, you know, different opinions and voices. One of my favorite stories from Hearing Black Voices. It's the story of Jessica Curry and Parker Curry. It's the mother and daughter team who wrote Parker Looks Up. And it's about the young girl who went to the portrait gallery and saw that painting of Michelle Obama a few years back, and just kind of her awe of, you know, a woman as important as Michelle Obama, and her being such a little person looking up to her. That's one of my little favorites from this run, but there are so many that appears on our children's stage and is really exciting material. But we have Veronica Chambers as well, Jerry Craft, Nick Stone, and we're really, really excited about that trail as well. People can kind of dig into it and kind of dip their, dip their toes into the topic, but even more so, we're inviting, as everyone kind of explores these timely topics, to then dig a little deeper with the Library of Congress and go into our collections. So our final one was Democracy in the 21st Century. And again, this one is sponsored by the Library of Congress Kluge Center, who has a number of, you know, amazing scholars and chairs that work within their center. But they sponsored this because it really is a topic on democracy, considering this being an election year, the library being a repository for, you know, amazing content. Basically, we wanted to lift up the content for the individuals on the trail. So there's topics about Lincoln's presidency in the press, about the road to populism, and really Erica Fauner and Heather Cox Richardson are going to be talking on this trail, and it's really, really exciting.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad. Thanks for going into all three of those, the timely topic threads. I think that'll help our listeners, navigate all this stuff a little bit. Okay, cool. So then we all, in addition to those, there's a bunch of other highlights we could go into. Let me cherry pick a couple here. Tell me about who's receiving the library's prize for American fiction this year.
Yes. Colson Whitehead. He's receiving a number of accolades for his newest book, The Nickel Boys, and actually talks about it on the Library of Congress National Book Festival this year. He's really exciting. We've been able to have a number of conversations with him throughout since he first was announced as our award winner, as well as the Librarian of Congress getting to kind of pull him in. And we're really excited. It's a very interesting topic of books that he has, and really brings some great intelligent and wonderful work to the Library of Congress National Book Festival.
Awesome. And I hear we have a former Secretary of State with a memoir as well.
Yes, we do. Madeleine Albright will be coming this year to the National Book Festival, and we're very excited and have had some interesting, you know, parts of the conversation that we're looking to kind of bring up and celebrate. So it's wonderful. She was able to be interviewed by our co-chairman and lead sponsor, David Rubenstein. So we're really excited for that content to come out, and for individuals to come to the National Book Festival on the 25th and the 26th and the 27th to really experience all of these wonderful works.
And then if we have any John Grisham fans, he'll be participating too, correct?
Yes, John Grisham will be participating, and it's exciting to see kind of the breadth of works kind of building up to all of these, you know, especially very popular authors having, you know, conversations about how important their work is to them, what influences they've had that kind of still influence how they write and what is considered important to them when writing. So we're very, very excited by his participation. And crime novels continue, I guess you could say.
Sounds like a little something for everybody. Okay, cool. Well, just sort of in closing, just tell our listeners how exactly this is going to happen. Like you said, usually it's at the convention center, but this year we're not doing that. But where do they actually log on? And, you know, is it just like, do they click for individual events, or is it like a live stream that's going on the whole weekend and they just pop in and out? Or, you know, explain how the user interface sort of works.
Yeah, absolutely. to start your journey on the National Book Festival this year, you're going to want to go to www.loc.gov/bookfest. That's kind of our home landing page that introduces you to, you know, what the festival is this year, how you can experience and what our authors are, what our schedule is, you know, who's supporting us and so forth. So you really want to start your journey there. Once you kind of have an understanding of the festival and that you're interested, we do have a registration button there. You click on it, you're migrated to a registration for our NBF platform this year. And it's basically our interface for all of our live content and all of our videos on demand for the weekend of the 25th through the 27th. Once you're there, you can kind of heart and build out your live schedule. We have more than 55 live author engagements, as well as another 30 to 40 depending on sponsors and our library partners and even the Library of Congress holding kind of seminars for individuals or Q&As for individuals to engage with them. In addition to that, we have, you know, over those 120 videos on demand where individuals can sign in, look at those, watch at their leisure. On the 25th, we're going to be releasing all of our children's and teen content. So that's going to be focusing a lot on the younger ages and the younger demographics. On the morning of the 26th, we're going to be releasing all content. So everyone that I mentioned and that we've discussed will have videos on demand. So basically you can click and jump around from genre to genre, or, you know, watch all of one area that you have an interest in all at once. But as you're doing that, you're going to want to set your schedule and heart and add to your calendar those live engagement Q&As that you want to see in person, live in the moment with our authors. We have a number of these, as I mentioned, over 50, and it'd be great for individuals to fill out their day, watch the content, and kind of engage with their favorite authors, something that we try to do when you're in the physical realm. Now we're, you know, replicating that in the virtual. So we're really excited by that. You know, we will also, if people do not have an interest in kind of signing up for our platform, we also have YouTube and the Library of Congress website, so you can watch all videos on demand there. Once the conclusion of the festival comes, you can watch all of the content on the Library of Congress webpage and YouTube in perpetuity. So forever and always, we will be keeping it up there for people to enjoy.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Jared. Sounds like a great lineup, and we'll get the word out so our listeners can check it out. So thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. Have a great day.